I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Warden threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing that rock.
Okay, that might be a good hand-washing song. Be humming that today. We'll see at the end which song works the best. I think Joe Sebelia has it. Dom Giordano program. Let's bring in from Fox News Channel. It's been way too long since we've spoken with Charles Payne. I happen to see him almost every day or every day during their news block, and that's not enough. And he's got some provocative things to say about the other part of last night's message, the economic part. With President Trump. He joins us in Philadelphia again. Hey, Charles, how have you been? Thanks for joining us today.
I'm okay, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Well, you don't seem to think, right, the one blurb that I saw, that the president goes far enough in what he's proposing at this point.
Well, it's a combination of going far enough in details. Okay. And I think to a degree, Wall Street was overly ambitious in what they anticipated he would say in an address to the entire nation. By the same token, I think part of the selling that we're seeing today is this kind of anxiety that even yesterday, as the day moved on, we got more political bickering than we did any kind of unanimity. And it really was very, very angst-ridden. People thought or hoped at least maybe some of that would be alleviated last night. The focus, though, because this is a dual-track problem for this country. There's a health issue, obviously, and there's a financial issue. And I think a lot of people on Wall Street was hoping we'd get more on the financial aspect of it rather than the health aspects and some of the things that are going to mitigate the spread. The social distancing and the travel ban and those sort of things. I think a lot of people, because Trump has been so associated with the stock market, anticipated that he would put more of a full-throated defense out there. So that led to some disappointment. But I think also the market's sending a message to D.C., everyone in D.C., all of the players. Hey, don't go on vacation. Don't take a recess if you haven't come up with something. And of course, the broader aspect is bailouts and all of these things. I'm not sure how much of that can or should be done today, but certainly there should be some massive, concrete, initial things done immediately to make people feel better that we're moving in the right direction.
Charles, too, I wanted to mention your most recent book, Unstoppable Prosperity, the most impactful financial success book of 2020.
Well, thank you very much, and I got to tell you, starting on page 155 for 30 pages, I cover the markets getting hit.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. I asked, when I wrote the book, it was chapter 2, and the publisher said, are you nuts? How can you write a book about the market and start off with a crash? So they didn't even want it in the book. I said, no, you got to have it in there because it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Well, let me ask you the way out of it then. Let's be as specific. You know, if Trump had led with the financial part more than he'd get killed on that politically. Democrats,
exactly.
Do you support the payroll tax cut? Because Democrats are not supporting it suddenly.
Yeah, I support it. I think this is, I own a small business. My research firm is a small business. And I've got a couple dozen people who work for me, and we've been helping folks for 30 years in addition to the TV stuff I do. You know, small businesses, the owners need a break, and employees need a break. It would be $1 trillion indirect, you know, well, people have $1 trillion extra from the money that, by the way, they're earning themselves. To help you know, mitigate the any kind of economic damage from this slowdown, so I just think it's crazy that it was a wonderful idea under Barack Obama, and it's a non-starter right now in this particular time. You know, I just, right before you called, I spent the last 45 minutes listening to the press conference from Christine Lagarde. She's in charge of the ECB, their version of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But she's also very important. She was also before this in charge of the IMF, arguably the most powerful woman in global finance. Easy. Probably the second most powerful person in global finance after Jerome Powell. And she was pounding the table that this is about fiscal policy. What does fiscal mean? Governments. Now, she took aim at European governments. She's saying so far all they've pledged is the equivalent of $27 billion. It is ridiculous. It's a drop in a bucket. She wants it to be coordinated. She wants it to be ambitious, and she wants it right now. The window of opportunity to stop this from becoming a major catastrophe is closing rapidly. That's the message from the stock market, and D.C. doesn't seem to be listening.
And the point is this. I'm not sure in this most recent book, but I've heard you talk about this before, given your background and all the stuff. You know, the Obama stimulus and bailout, there was no moral hazard there. The big banks and others did foolish and reckless things. Nobody did anything foolish and reckless here, not the cruise industry, not the airline industry, not small business people that are being hurt by this.
Absolutely. You know, yesterday, one of the things I thought was great, and again, so many things are happening, not even getting much publicity, but when the bankers who met with President Trump at the White House were able to speak, it was after the close, and they said, first and foremost, this is not a financial crisis. All right, this is really a crisis of I would say, of whether or not we believe our government can keep us safe. This is a crisis of elected officials, and how bad it gets depends on how comfortable and confident we feel that the right thing is being done.
Charles Payne with us here on Talk Radio 1210. You're on Fox. I see you during my show. We have it on, Charles, and you're on the Fox Business Channel too, right?
Absolutely. I have a show that comes on 2 to 3 p.m. every single day, Making Money with Charles Payne. So it's been hard to live up to that name recently, but that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal.
So the market today, is this just part of this disappointment, or do you think there's something else? We knew that the first day this happened, it was the oil thing, right, with the Saudis and all that. This now, though, is a lack of confidence in getting things right?
Yeah, I mean, last week we were told the G7 countries, these are the seven most powerful economic countries in the world, were going to have a conference call, all their central bankers would be on the call, and the idea or the objective was a coordinated effort to fix this or stem it, and there was no coordination at all. Our Federal Reserve did some things. The next day, the Bank of England did something. Only today did the ECB move. They didn't even cut rates, which may not be a bad thing at this point. They're trying some other things to make sure that the banks are solvent over there. Our banks are significantly stronger than the European banks. So it's been a ham-fisted, for lack of a better term. It's been a ham-fisted approach. And, you know, quite frankly, people... people thought or needed more than that, and it's just not happening right now.
Trickle down, too. Do you see much trickle down? I do, but you're the guy, not me. I'm just sitting here armchair quarterbacking with the NBA suspended, the Olympics, and all this stuff. That's a lot of people, a lot of stuff that goes into that, a lot of air travel. If the sporting world essentially shuts down, does that do damage?
it does damage. It's, you know, it's not the biggest part of our economy. Even for them, live arenas is not where they make their money. They make their money from TV contracts, you know, which is why March Madness, they want to try to play the tournament even without fans, because, they're, you know, 95% of their money comes from these major TV contracts. And, you know, maybe people will watch it on TV without the fans, you know, which is a big part of the enjoyment of watching them. But it brings it home, right? It brings it closer to folks who don't watch the Dow every day, who don't know what the S&P 500 is. They do know when their favorite basketball team isn't going to be playing, especially as they were heading into the playoffs. So it makes it more of a Main Street story from a financial point of view. And then you start to say, hey, I wonder what's happening there. Of course, all the major media has picked up on it as a financial story. I think it's more of a health story. You know, what everyone agrees on, all the experts, that if everybody does everything right now, and it doesn't mean everything is going to be, you know, the right policy, but I mean right in terms of intent from these central banks. They were created for these kind of moments from governments. You know, I think Christine Lagarde, and I hate to throw a name out there that folks listening may not know, but this woman, and I've always been wishy-washy on her because I'm not a globalist, you know, so I'm not a big fan necessarily of the International Monetary Fund and or the ECB, but they have the resources. She's creating $120 billion to buy assets, but she's pounding the table, and I want to pound the table just like she did, that the bottom line, the absolute bottom line, is that the government has to step up and find a way to get in there and get ahead of this. And the clock is ticking fast.
Absolutely. Charles, where's your book, Unstoppable Prosperity? Where's that available?
You know, if you go to unstoppableprosperity.com, the book will be free. I'll pay for postage and handling. I mean, no, you pay for postage and handling. I'll give you the book.
Good deal. Hey, too long.
Maybe before the Dow fell apart, I would have paid for everything. But
all right. Well, thank you, Charles. Thanks very much for joining us again in Philadelphia.
Anytime you need me, man, let me know.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.